Oh, you daring fool. Turn that blackboard around the other way. Turn it around. Around!
Like that?
No, that's just like it was. What'd you turn it twice for?
You said it twice.
Oh, Dad never turns around so folks can read what's on it there.
Yeah, like that?
Why, of course. Now come on in here before you turn it again.
We should make up your mind what you do want.
Oh, you're getting worse every day. I know what I wanted all the time.
I didn't say so, then.
I did say so. I wanted so folks to know about this special sale we're running.
You mean the sale of union suits and shirts and socks?
Well, what else could it mean?
Well, I don't know. You didn't
say. You know darn well I don't mean nothing else. Ain't that what's on the blackboard?
No, it ain't.
Look, oh, you're crazy. What is on it, then?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Yeah.
What? Why, Dag, I'm going out and see you. Don't believe you. What do you mean,
Sonny? Who in
Sonny
rubbed that out?
I did.
You did?
Well,
yeah.
Why? That's what I want to know. Why'd you do it?
Well, the sale is finished, ain't it?
Finished? Why, you darn fool, we only started it yesterday.
I didn't know he was going to run it more than one day.
One day? Do you think we was going to sell all them union suits in one day?
That ad we put on the blackboard was any good, we ought to.
Oh, that ad was all right. Didn't I tell you what to write?
Yeah, but we didn't sell none yesterday.
What of it? Rome wasn't built in a day.
They built it out of union suits?
No, they didn't. I just meant...
You mean the fellas that built it wore union suits?
I didn't mean nothing of the kind. I just...
You mean they didn't wear nothing?
Yeah. Of course they wore something. That is, I suppose they did. Oh, they must have wore... What's the difference what they wore? We're talking about that blackboard, ain't we?
Well, you ought to know. You're doing all the talking.
Ebb Peters, you shut that trap and bring the blackboard in here.
Ain't been more than 5 minutes.
Go on now. No more of your back talk. Won't have it.
All right. Don't need to get your dad darn persnickety about it.
Well, I won't have it.
Oh, there's something wrong.
Go on there. Sonny. Look out what you're doing there. Look out there. Sonny, now. Now look what you've done there. Look.
I couldn't help it. Couldn't see over the
dad's
darn thing.
Dag nabbit. Now we got to put in a new piece of that screen. Another 30 cents shot to blazes.
That old one had a hole in anyway.
Well, what if it did? We got to have some place to let the flies out, ain't we?
Chuck, what are you worrying about then? There's more room for him to get out now than there ever was before.
No, you're crazy. Now, what are you standing there holding that blackboard for?
Waiting for you to tell me where to put it.
Oh, put it up against that flour barrel. Darn fool for rubbing it out anyway. Here's the chalk.
Well, what do you want me to write now?
What do you suppose I want you to write? Same as you did yesterday, of course. Now get at it.
All right. Chuck, you get head up easy today, don't you?
Yeah, never mind. You just go on with your writing. You know what we've got to do, Ed?
We got to pay our telephone bill before tomorrow noon.
Oh, I mean about these union suits. Now, what was it that salesman was talking about last week? Oh, yes. High pressure. That's what we'll do. High pressure him.
Well, what's high pressure?
Well, it's shucks, you know what high means, don't you?
Yeah, but I thought we was making these union suits low instead of high.
No, this high don't mean high price. It means high like, like the steeple on the brick church.
Uh-huh. And what does the rest of it mean?
Pressure?
Yeah.
Why, it means to press. Yes, to press.
Oh, yeah. I see now. You mean we got to take all these union suits up in the steeple of the brick church and press them?
Oh, consignment, I don't
know. How are you going to keep the iron hot away up there?
Oh, we ain't going up there.
I thought it was all dad darn foolishness in the first place. We can press them just as well right here in the store.
We ain't going to press them no place.
Then, what are you talking about?
If you just keep the trap shut, I'll tell you what we're talking about. We're talking about selling these union suits.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what we've got to do is try to sell one to everybody that comes in, man, woman, chick, or child. Don't let them get out without buying a union suit. That's what high pressure means.
It means everybody, huh?
Yes, sir, everybody.
Sell everybody.
Yes, sir. If we can sell one to everybody that comes in, it won't be long before they're all gone.
What'll I tell them?
Oh, dag nabbit. Can't you use your own head once in a while? Tell them about these union suits being all wool. How they won't shrink clear up to your knees like lots of them do, see?
Yes.
And especially about the low price on it.
Yeah.
Tell them anything, just so you sell them. High pressure of
them. Yeah, but how do you go about it?
Well, now, look. Here comes a feller into the store.
I don't see no feller.
Never mind. I tell you that a feller comes into the store.
All right. Go on.
And he asks for a package of cigarettes.
Yeah.
Now, after he buys a cigarette, you tell him he needs a shirt.
You tell him. I can't even see the feller.
Oh, he's just in here for instance. In here for instance.
I like to say he's in for cigarettes.
He is in for cigarettes, but as soon as he buys them and puts them in his coat pocket, you tell him he needs a shirt.
If he's got a coat on, how can I tell he needs a shirt?
Oh, but that's the whole idea. That's the whole idea. That's what high pressuring is. When somebody buys something, you sell him something else to go with it. Like, if he'd ask for a button, you'd sell him a
goat.
No, you wouldn't sell him no goat. You wouldn't want a goat. You sell him a needle and thread to sew the buttons on.
On the goat?
On his shirt.
But I thought he didn't have no shirt.
Certainly he's got a shirt.
Then what are we trying to sell him one first?
Oh, this is another feller. Another feller.
Say, we're getting quite a crowd in here, ain't we?
Listen, never mind the remarks. You just do as I tell you. Now, the first person that comes in here, you tell them they need a shirt.
Yes, but how I know, shucks. I won't know.
Never mind. Tell them you hear they ain't got a shirt.
Well, I'll tell them something there.
Yes.
Shucks. Say, I hear you ain't got a shirt to your back.
What?
Oh, no.
Why,
you're all the nerve.
Why?
He didn't mean you, Miss Bunny. He didn't mean
no,
you.
No, I was talking to Zeb.
We was talking about
talking among ourselves.
Yes, now. What do you want, Miss Bunn?
Well, I'm looking for Mr. Gerard. Is he here? No,
he ain't. We ain't seen him.
Well, I like that. I made an appointment to meet him here at 9:00.
Well, what time do you say?
9:00. If he thinks he can...
Why, say, it's 9:45 now.
Hey, Miss Bunn, how you fix the union suit? We've got...
I don't need any, thank you.
Hey, what do you want to see Mr. Gerard about?
I'll wait a few minutes. I don't know what's the matter with him. Keeping me waiting like this.
Just let me show you one of these union suits. They're all wool.
I don't want a union suit.
How's your Mr. Gerard getting along with the statue?
Well, that's what I want to see him about. I want to give him instructions on it.
Just look at the price we got on these union suits. You can't afford to pay.
Now,
up a
see
bargain.
Here. Twice I've started.
Yes, Jeb. She's bought union suits twice. You got two of them already, ain't you, Miss Bunn?
Two? Yes. It's none of your business. But I have a dozen suits of underwear.
Well, if you buy them by the dozen, shucks, we can make the price still lower, couldn't we, Zeb? Yeah. What price do you, what size do you wear?
Of all the... Look here, do you know where I can find Mr. Gerard?
No, I can't say as I do.
Well, I'm not going to wait any longer.
That's right. You oughtn't to wait any longer. These union suits won't last long as the price that we got on them.
Not talking about union suits. May I leave an envelope here for Mr. Gerard?
Why, yes, I suppose you can.
The picture of my father. And you tell him to make the statue exactly like this picture.
Yes, all right, we'll do that.
You want to look at these union suits before you go?
Oh, for goodness sake, no. Can you let me have a sheet of paper and a pen?
Yeah, I suppose so. And here you are.
I'm afraid you'll get my message mixed up, so I'll write it out.
Yes, maybe you better write yourself, yes.
But you tell him, too, so there won't be any chance of a mistake.
Yes.
You tell him I said the statue must be exactly like this picture, no matter what anyone else says.
All right. I'll tell him as soon as he comes in.
And I'll put the message right in the envelope with the picture.
Yeah, I'll give it to him.
Never mind. Mr. Winterbottom will do it.
Yes. Here, I'll tell you, I'll put it right in the cash register where I can't forget it.
Thank you.
Yes.
These union suits won't shrink when you wash them. Does yours shrink?
Oh, you're simply impossible. I've never heard of such impudence. I won't stay here another minute of all this ignorance.
Well, I done like you told me. Tried to turn the pressure on high, but it was no use.
Oh, you darn fool. Them union suits is all for men.